Round up.
First up today is football, and the Czech League is set to reach a most exciting climax next Saturday after a drama-filled penultimate round. Just weeks ago, Sparta Prague appeared set to defend their league title. Since then, however, their campaign has totally collapsed, with two home defeats in a row, the second 2-1 to Ostrava on Saturday. Despite the league not being over, and with the Czech Cup final to come, Sparta manager Michal Bílek announced he was quitting at the end of the season, right after Saturday's defeat. Sparta's owners then sacked Bílek, replacing him with club president Josef Chovanec for the season's two remaining games. In any case, the league title is very much within the grasp of Slavia Prague, who beat Mladá Boleslav 2-0 away at the weekend. They're 2 points ahead of Sparta, but have the edge in head-to-head games. So now they only need to draw at home to Jablonec on Saturday to take their first league title in 12 years. What's more, the game will probably take place at Slavia's rebuilt Eden. And what could possibly be better than winning the league in your first competitive game at a freshly unveiled new stadium? Now to the Ice Hockey World Championships in Quebec, where on Sunday the Czech Republic were beaten 3-5 by Sweden, the first time the Czechs have failed to score any points in a game so far in the competition. The Czechs had already qualified for the quarterfinals, though that defeat did cost them the chance of first place in Group E. Star forward Patrick Eliáš sustained a muscle injury in the Sweden game after falling on a TV camera in the back of the goal. However, Czech coach Alois Hadamčík said the problem didn't look serious. Eliáš should be available for the Czech Republic's quarterfinals clash on Wednesday. Moving on now, and the great Czech canoeist Štěpánka Hilgertová took gold in the K1 category at the European Slalom Championships in Krakow, Poland, on Saturday. It was the second such title for Hilgertová, who is now 40 years old. Finally, the streets of the Czech capital were given over to the 14th Prague International Marathon on Sunday. The race and the €14,000 prize money was won by Kenneth Mungara of Kenya. He made a time of 2 hours, 11 minutes and 6 seconds. The first woman to cross the line was Russia's Natalia Yulamanova. She completed the Prague Marathon in 2 hours, 31 minutes and 43 seconds. And that's all the sport for today.